Citizens Count, it has broken away from what it was normally called, the Live Free or Die Alliance. It's now Citizens Count. It's a nonpartisan site for, I think, very important, valuable information, everything about the candidates, everything about the issues that people are talking about, everything to kind of prepare yourself to go out there and be an educated voter all in one spot.
Yeah, and I'm sure that as your listeners are hearing that word nonpartisan, there's probably some eyebrows going up. Oh, are you really nonpartisan?
Yeah, there's always the doubt, right? The skeptics are out there.
There are skeptics out there, but the organization has a very strict policy. We do not endorse candidates. We don't take a position on any issue. So 100% of why we do this and everything you just listed, tracking all of these candidates, over 100 issues, every single bill that'll get popped into the legislature once we're past the election and we start rolling into the next session. We do all of that 100% just as a service to citizens, regardless of political affiliation, where you fall on that spectrum. We really believe that by giving people this information and making it easier for them to learn about what's going on, it just keeps our democracy working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. And you know, we hear so many people saying, well, I'm not going to vote. My vote doesn't count, blah, 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 blah. They say that all the time. But I think that the goal is to create an educated voter, be informed here and really make a difference here. You know, the people that call this show, they're passionate about issues. So why would they not want to vote? You know, they're passionate about issues. There's a little bit of a political discourse out there, which I think is a little divided, obviously. We're feeling the tension in this country a little bit. And there's a variety of reasons that have been put out there as to why we have this, you know, big divide. I think we have a big political discourse divide here. And I think we need a little bit more civility, a little less hate, a little bit more love, as we've seen all along the lines here. But I think this is a very important app. And you don't have to go anywhere else. You don't have to go tracking the candidates' websites because, you know, candidates' websites, I mean, there's a link to candidates' websites on citizenscount.org. But you can get all the information right here on this particular website. Plus, we'll talk about the app that people can have right on their phones, and they can see all the information wherever they are and at their own leisure, which I think is really wonderful. And it is nonpartisan. I mean, I know, as you said, Jackie, it's hard to believe that someone actually has an organization that's nonpartisan because the attack on the media, whether it's left-wing bias or right-wing bias, I mean, the media has been out there. And we even know there are political sites out there that are kind of leaning to the left and leaning to the right, and they want to sway you one way or another. We get that. But this is truly nonpartisan, and I want my listeners to really understand it. There's no political agenda here at all. The only political agenda is to present the facts, the issues, and where people stand, right?
That's absolutely true, yeah. And let's talk about a couple of things that you mentioned there with turnout, for example, and whether or not your vote matters. We've got to remember that here in New Hampshire, every single election that we have, there are several races that come down to recounts. And that win is down to a margin of, you know, a handful of votes.
Good point.
You know, so it really does. I mean, the number of people that come out to the polls, especially in a midterm election, is all the difference between whether a candidate wins or loses. And that's why fundraising, all the rest of it aside, at the end of the day, turnout is what decides these races. You know, and I think we've got a couple of them even a little higher up the ticket that are going to be really close this time around. And it's going to be really interesting to see which way things swing.
And you know, in all the latest polls that we hear from the UNH Survey Center or St. Anselm's College Institute of Politics, there's always that big chunk of what we call here in New Hampshire non-declared voters or mm-hmm. undeclared voters, or I call them just independents, whatever, but they call them pretty much in the state, you know, non-declared, undeclared voters. And usually, I mean, those people are going to go one way or another. They're going to eventually cast their ballot somewhere, and they either have to cast it as a write-in or they have to cast it out as a Republican or Democrat. So that is a very key group in this particular state.
Yeah,
it's very crucial.
And they love to throw the pollsters for a loop too.
Oh, yes, so I know.
You can't trust what they're saying in the polls, because I think that some of them deliberately try to play some games. And I think it's also important because, again, New Hampshire, we're real quirky about this sometimes. Even those folks that aren't independent, even those folks that are, I'm a diehard, you know, Democrat, diehard Republican, you know, when you start getting down the ballot a little ways, those candidates, they have their own ideas about a lot of these issues.
Sure.
You can't necessarily rely on the party affiliation on that ticket to tell you where these people stand, you know, because they cross the aisles. They throw wild cards out there all the time. And that's why I think it's really important to just to take that time to really look at the individual candidate, not just necessarily the party, look at the individual candidate and where they stand on these things. And even, you know, another, so we've got the issue positions on the website, but anybody who's been in office before, we also have their voting records. So you can look at what they've said, you can look at what they've done as well. And both of those are important things for you to kind of investigate here when you're making up your mind about who you're going to tick off in that voting booth.
Oh, yeah. So Citizens Count, the website is citizenscount.org. That's citizenscount.org, and you can check it out. This really is a very valuable resource, and I use it a lot, as I was telling Jackie off the air. I use it a lot to prepare for different topics on the air when we talk about political things or issues that are important, because not only do you have the candidates there that are running in the 2018 elections this midterm, you've got all the Senate candidates for New Hampshire, you got the representatives, you got a lot of stuff up there, the governor's race up there, but you also have almost like a poll going on most of the time about specific issues. How do you determine which issues you put up on the website?
Well, we have a whole team because we want to make sure that we're keeping it nonpartisan. So we have the team of folks that kind of weigh in on the questions that we post, those policy issues that we post up for debate, or the issues we decide to cover on the website. You know, we get voices from across the political spectrum to kind of weigh in on what they think is important and how we're phrasing it, and the pros and cons that we give. So, and the debates right now, a lot of what we're putting out there for these policy questions, we ask folks to just come in and talk about. A lot of it's more hypothetical stuff. But once the session kicks in, we start asking about the bills that they're debating up in Concord. And these conversations end up getting turned into testimony. We take all of these views, we bring them to the State House, and they're made part of the debate, you know, when these decisions are being made on these issues that are what we're voting about right now. I mean, that's what it really comes down to here. We're voting for these candidates because we care about whether it's gun control or marijuana policy or healthcare policy or what we're going to do about the addiction crisis in this state. You know, the issues are at the heart of why you cast that vote.
Yeah, and I find it interesting because it becomes kind of a two-way a talk element too, because people are responding, people are putting comments down, and they can kind of vote where they favor, what their thoughts are about a particular issue or not. And I think it's very cool that's out there, because those are the issues that people are indeed talking about. And you can go back way back, you know, weeks, months, whatever, and look at some of the issues that people have been kind of spouting out about as far as that goes. And what's really cool, when you go to the homepage of citizenscount.org, they have a New Hampshire Daily News recap, which is really kind of really nice. You don't have to go to each individual print newspaper out there or the website. You've got them all listed, from the Foster Daily Democrat to Seacoast Online to the Union Leader, Nashua Telegraph to WMUR. You've got it all listed there, which are the top stories that are making news on the politics side of things from every different news outlet that they have on their front page as well.
Yeah, we kind of filter out the house fires and the
other stuff.
Yeah, and it's just one of the resources we try to provide for people, because again, it all comes down to, we're trying to make this easy, you know. We're trying to make it so that you can take a couple of minutes out of your day and do this work all in one place, and you're up to date, you know, and you know what's going on. You know what's going on with these candidates, you know what's going on with the issues, you know.
How many other states have sites like this? I know you probably looked at other states to get an idea of how to put this whole website together, but are there other states that are using the same type of concept about this?
No.
Really?
Yeah, that's the thing. We have. We're keeping our eyes out all the time to see if somebody else is picking this up. And there are people that do it on the national level. I mean, you have organizations like Ballotopedia or Project Vote Smart that'll watch what's going on in Washington, and they'll profile candidates and try to do it in a nonpartisan manner. But at the state level, we're unique, you know, and I think that the people that founded Citizens Count, they saw an opportunity here in New Hampshire because this state is so unique. We have this amazing tradition of political engagement. It's all tied in with that kind of first in the nation primary pride. We have this huge contingent of independents who are people that do need to really do that homework in order to figure out who they're going to vote for.
Sure.
We have this crazy system here where our legislature, you know, our House of Representatives is 400 members. There's one for about every 3,500 people in New Hampshire. So it's and they're not paid. they get $200 for the 2 years that they serve.
And gas miles.
And tolls. So it makes it a really unique situation here for this kind of experiment of bringing this level of information and these tools for engagement to the state level. And I mean, I think that the state level, I find it fascinating, Mike, because, you know, you look at Washington, it can get really easy to just get burnt out because you feel very powerless. It's so big. It's so far away. But when you start talking about what's going on at a state level, there are so many decisions. A lot of what really impacts your life, that it's happening in Concord. It's happening just down the road. And with those, you know, one representative for every 3,500 people, these are your neighbors. You know, they're people that you know. Or if you don't, you can go, you know, ring them up and have a cup of coffee with them. They're accessible. They're there. And it gives you a level, a potential to make an impact that you know, that people just, I don't know that they really understand how easy it is to really have a voice here in New Hampshire. If you go to a public hearing, you know, you can have these major bills. You as an individual citizen with no other standing than just the fact that, you know, you live in New Hampshire and you care about this, you can get up in front of that committee and give your testimony in front of this committee and have that voice. And if you can't make it, you know, that's why we try to do it for you.
Yeah. And you compare something like here in New Hampshire where you can meet up with a representative or a Senate member or an executive council member and you can speak one-on-one with people because, as you say, it's we're not a very, very big state. We're kind of a grassroots-oriented. Most of the campaigns start out grassroots-oriented. But think about trying to do this in like a state like Pennsylvania or Michigan or Ohio. It's just too big. It doesn't work that way.
Well, I think that it could translate, but here, you know, we're having to make this up as we go, because again, there's no prototype. We're not imitating anybody here. We're doing this. We're figuring this out.
Yeah.
And this is a great place to figure it out. But I do think that the model can be brought to other states, and we would love to see that happen. We would love to see that go viral across the 50 states.